This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and I'm back in my car to say hello and just catch up with all of you. As you know, we did the Unshakable Bride Conference this weekend. It was amazing. Now, I will note this, that because the sound, we were not using their sound equipment. We used our own sound equipment. But the way that their sound thing that we were using was set up, we literally ended up having to just go live from a phone to be able to do it. And it had to be all the way back in the sound booth. And so I think the sound is really hard to hear. I went ahead and removed those videos because you could not, it was really hard to hear everything that I was saying and everything that was happening. And so we removed those. But we had an amazing time in the glory. Very blessed and honored to have the location that we did. And everything was beautiful. And I know there's a lot on people's minds with the elections coming, but I'm about to talk about what God's been telling me to talk about for times and seasons. And my last word, I realize, was kind of like really with it. just kind of had some buildup because I had recorded it 3 times, you guys, and it did not record. And by the time I did it, I already had more material. And I was just like, I'm going for it all the way. So, but you can't comment. So if you didn't like it, I don't know what to tell you. But I did have people email and say that they were so, so thankful for the word, that it truly blessed them. That there was things that they've never even thought of. And they're like, wow, I got idols. Wow. I'm not putting God first in my finances. And so, wow, I have been guilty of not allowing the separation to happen and him removing people from my life or wanting to remove things or entities or alignments from my life. I've been guilty of fighting it and not knowing, thinking I was supposed to fight for it. And so there, we've had a lot of testimonies come in. And so I released the first part of that word for the Unshakable Bride Conference, and then, which is totally different when I'm speaking it in person. I'm still just as sassy, but I have a lot more material. So that just comes up while I'm speaking. It shows up. I have just more stories and stuff. So, but as you know, in the last word, I told you in the times and seasons that the Lord is dealing with us walking through becoming his sanctuary. And this is going to be almost like part two of that word, but it should be shorter. That's my expectation. Doesn't always happen that way. You guys, I should just not say that because it's already going to make it not what I say. So, but it should be shorter. Like I said, I had a lot of buildup on the other word, but very quickly, we have moved Pakistan to the beginning of the year because there's like 3 things happening. Some in my life, personal, and other things, and with the election coming, and then possibly while I would be flying out, a hurricane, and those going with me cannot leave their families. We don't know what that hurricane, the next one's going to do, so we're just, you know, we're not going to not go to Pakistan because of the weather. But the organizer had already mentioned to me like 3 weeks ago, hey, I wonder if we should just move it to the beginning of the year. And you need to know, everyone in the nation is watching this election, not just Americans. So, and the people I work with are very prophetic. They know the prophetic is real. They know times and seasons. That's why they follow me. And that's how we got connected. And so they know that we're coming into a very pivotal time in history. Great things, you guys. And you got to go back and watch all my words for this year. I can't go back into all that, but understanding the wealth transfer, all the things that are included in the wealth transfer, it's not always money. Sometimes it's health. Sometimes it's prodigals coming home. Same thing with your kingdom finances. And all the prophecies I've released, you know that in some of them I've said, man, dark years are coming, three dark years. And it's for real, you guys. But at the same time, the Lord said, we're going to be under an open heaven. Those who are obedient, those who are separating themselves, those who are getting rid of idols, those who are putting their finances in the kingdom first and putting God first in everything that they do, you're going to have a special protection. Will everything be easy? No. Will we see things we don't like? Yes. But the thing is, we will have a special protection over us and an open heaven to do all that he's called us to do and have abundance. And it seems like, well, we're coming into treacherous times. We don't even know, you know, are we going to have food? Like, are we going to be able to get gas? You know, I don't know. But what I will tell you is it's only supposed to get worse. And I don't say that to panic you, but we're in the end times. And it's not going to get super prettier. It's probably not. But at the same time, if we're doing what we're supposed to, we're running the race, we're being obedient, we're growing, we're becoming stronger, we're becoming more oily, like I've said before, then things can't stick to us. They don't affect us. So we just keep going, unaffected and unoffended and not sucked into things and not worried about it. We pay attention to what's happening and we engage when necessary, but at the same time, we're not going to feel it like those who are not saved and those who don't follow Christ and those who aren't spirit led and can't hear the spirit because they're not spirit filled. There's so much I can say with this, you guys. But anyway, per the spirit's instructions, we are moving Pakistan to the beginning of the year. So I will not be out of the nation during November and December. So I've been instructed to not do that. And so I'm not going to disobey the Lord. And those organizing the event were already feeling like, and before they even contacted me, I had already been talking to the team that was going to go with me. And I'm like, I'm with the timing of everything, I'm not sure that we should be in outside of America, you know, for one thing. So not that it matters, you know, we could have a really big long vacation in Pakistan. That could be cool. But I'm just saying, we're not going until the next year, the beginning of next year. So we're going to continue to raise the final funds. I trust the Lord, and I had just found out that funds were coming in, and the Lord's like, no. And so, but I'm obedient. So even if I have the funds, I'm not going to disobey God. And so, these are the tests we get, you guys. It's the end times. And so he wants us to be obedient. And it doesn't matter. Money can't buy us. Popularity can't buy us. Whatever. Likes, you know, you've heard me say it all. Okay. So he's preparing us to be his sanctuary. He's been bringing us through transitions so that we can move through the open doors. Now we're in the new Hebrew year and we're in the double portion, the hey day. That, which means basically that you guys, this year is supposed to be like double grace, double everything. And so we're coming into that kingly priesthood and we're supposed to walk in that and be aligned with that. And, there's a lot of courts of heaven stuff involved with that. But the point is we can be positioned to be on the receiving end of the open heaven. But as I said in my last word, we have to be doing what he's told us. And as I've been telling you this whole time, this whole year of transition, we have to allow him to prune. We have to allow him to separate. We have to allow him to remove things. We have to be obedient and obey quickly, you guys. And I don't mean like, I mean like for reals. So when he tells me something, even if like to another human, they would be like, okay, because I've had students that do have my phone number that are allowed to text me. And they're like, God just told me to do this. I felt like God just told me I'm supposed to do this. Am I hearing that right? Because it's something really sacrificial. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yep. But they have to ask me because like if they can get away with it not being what he's saying. so they can not have to do it. And then I'm the wrong person to call because I'm like, you better just get to it, you know. So, but here's the thing. So Pakistan's being moved. And also, reminder, I'm releasing the Get Your Boat Ready words, re-releasing them. So we have some new listeners, you guys. Those videos are from 2020 and probably the first part of 2021. Times and seasons prophecies and prophetic visions and dreams that the Lord gave me about what's coming for these in the midst of these 10 years, okay, this era. And so the Lord instructed me to re-release them before the election. And that there's so many new people on my channel. There's so many people who are just getting saved and coming into the prophetic. And he was like, Liberty, get the words back out there. And I can't make anybody watch them, but I will be obedient and re-release them if he tells me to. So that's what you've been seeing when my videos premiere and they go live. Those words are from 2 or 3 years ago. And so, or maybe even 4 years ago. And, we're going to be every few days, I'm going to be re-releasing them so that those who are newer to my channel or newer to the prophetic or whatever can see them for preparation purposes. And the Lord told me to do that. So you're getting more of that right now because the Lord told me you guys need that. The body of Christ needs to have their boat ready. Noah had to build the boat. There's certain things that he was told to do by God to get ready. And we are in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Noah. That's what the end times are. And so so be watching that. They're premiering every few days later in the evening because they're short, because my videos were shorter. And so they're like 30 minutes or something. But they're going on at like 8:45 or 9 every few days. And so watch those, you guys. And honestly, they just crack me up. I don't like watching myself. And I was still so very timid then. I did not even want to be on YouTube. And I look like a baby. And I'm like, I look like a 25-year-old. And like I'm scared to death, okay? So, but I've grown up since then, guys. I'm not scared of you guys anymore. And I'm just going to be sassy and be real with you. So, because I'm not scared anymore. Okay. I don't know the Home Alone line. I can't remember it. But I'm not afraid anymore. And so, of all you gremlins and people out there. Okay. So, we talked about becoming a sanctuary. And I read some verses on that. I'm not going back through that. But I'm going to remind you of the four keys. Four preparing for this coming season outside of the getting your boat ready. And the Lord said, basically, number one, allow the separation. Allow him to remove what he needs to remove. Prune what he needs to remove. Allow him to do the wheat and the tares. You guys have to understand the tares are not just people. They can be jobs. They can be ways of thinking. Mind has to be renewed. They can be not just humans, like God removing people. They can be old ways of doing things. They can be things from your past, old habits, things that you need to change, things that you need to do different. They represent a lot of things, that things that are a tear in your life, the wheat and the tares. We want to be a wheat, and we only want what's in our life to be wheat. We don't want to be surrounded by weeds, guys. We don't want half of our yard to be weeds. If we can help it, half of our money and our finances to be weeds, which could mean like, you know, you put your money in your pocket, there's a hole, it falls out, it goes nowhere, it has no purpose. You're throwing your money into the wind. So it's that kind of thing. Sorry, guys, I gotta do this. The sun's starting to get. And so you have to know that there's a lot of things that can be the variation of a tear, okay? So, and then get rid of your idols. Anything that you put before God, you put before obeying God, it is a idol. It's an idol, guys. And so, I had students come to the graduation this last weekend because we did that. We did 2-day thing before the Unshakable Bride Conference. So it was like 3 days of conference for me. And they were like, I watched your word and I realized that this was an idol and this was an idol. I didn't even know I had idols. I didn't even know I still had idols. And the thing is, you guys, the idols got to go. Number two, get your health and house in order. Number three, get your finances in order. The kingdom has to be first. You've got to be tithing. You've got to be giving sacrificial offerings. You've got to be funding God's kingdom to see his work done on the earth. Okay. So that's all I'm going to say on that, because I'm not going to beat, I'm not going to say a dead horse, because it's not dead. It's alive. It's always alive, but I'm not going to keep going with it. Okay. So he gave me a new word and I released it to those who are graduating. And it's two parts. It's like the next part to the four keys word, but also an prophetic times and seasons encouragement, guys. As we've come across the Hebrew New Year, and now we're going into all that God's going to do, the great things, but then some of the negative things that we're going to see, the hard things we're going to see, the even bigger uprise of evil. It cannot, you guys, depending on what happens with the election, it is inevitable. And so, but it's all supposed to happen. This is all supposed to be happening. We're not supposed to be like trying to stop it in a sense of not letting God do his job. But there are things we can do to participate with heaven along the way to, you know, accomplish his work on the earth and not just sit back and, you know, whatever, sip our coffee or our tea or whatever, you know. So we have to be at rest, but we still have to be engaged in what's going on. And there's lots of different forms of that. But so basically the part two to the separation, this is what the Lord said. He had me go to Romans 1 and he highlighted 32 to me, but I'm going to read the verses before that. And this is what he told me. He's like, Liberty, I want you to just focus on Romans 1. And so I was just going through it. And he highlighted these verses and he was like, this is what I'm talking about. And it's going to make sense to the last word. So if you have not went back and watched that last word, the four keys, you need to watch it. You'll understand some of this better. And this is what I talked about the second service for the Unshakable Conference. And so the people there already got to hear all of this, but live and in person. And so Romans 1:32, I'm going to read the verse and then give you context of the verses before. Okay. Verse 32, Romans 1, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Okay. So for me, I hear that verse and my mind gets blown with revelation. Okay. But so you understand what this is saying, and then we're going to go into it with the idols and the separation. A few verses before, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do the same things that they're doing, but also approve of those who practice them. You guys, get your mind blown. So this is what the Lord said. He said, this is what I'm doing through the transition and the pruning and the removal, giving my people a new way of operating. In this verse, Paul states not just that those who practice these behaviors will be judged, but those who align with the people basically approve of this bad behavior and don't separate themselves from it. They tolerate, and this brings mixture. There will be no mixture in my end time bride. She will come and be separate and not align or support what I don't support, or call evil, evil. You guys, I don't know. I write fast and then I miss words. Okay. So, basically support or what I call and support what I call evil. This is the great separation, consecrating fire. And so when I spoke that night, I did, impartation of fire. And so basically, you guys, the Lord is saying in these verses, it's not just, you may be like, well, I'm not practicing those things. Yes, but you're connected to people who are. So it's the same as doing them. You're aligned with the people who are. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So what that means is if you approve, if you stay aligned with entities, ministries, you give money to people that God has not told you to be sowing into because it's bad ground, whatever it is that he has said, don't do this, or, you know, he's trying to show you by removing it because it's a tear. It can be the way you think. It can be ministries you're connected to. It can be friendships you have. It can be whatever. And the Lord is like, there's all these evil behaviors happening within people who say they're my bride. They practice such things. And so then some of those things become evident. People who aren't saved, those behaviors are evident. But there's what Paul is saying is there's people who are supposed to be saved, but they're still doing those behaviors. They're practicing them. They act like and they judge those who do actually do them because they're not saved. But at the same time, even if they don't practice them, they're still aligned with the people who are. They're still approving of the behavior. So like, here's the thing. When God begins to separate me, I don't care if I've been best friends with somebody for 20 years. If he begins to say that season is done, I'm out. I might want to know why. I might say, Lord, this hurts, you know, or this is hard or whatever. Like, we can be real with God. He is our best friend. He's the love of our life. He's our husband. He's our everything, you guys. You can be like, hey, Lord, I don't understand. Can you help me understand? And so at the conference, this is what I addressed with everybody. And I said, here's the thing. If you're going to be unshakable, number one, you got to know the four keys. Number two, you have to come out of alignment. You have to be willing to separate from the things that the Lord is like. You guys, I've already got the glory sweat going on. It's pouring down my back. You have to come out of alignment and not approve of those things that are being practiced. You may not do the behavior, but if you stay best friends with somebody who does do that behavior, you're aligned with them. You're approving. So just so you know, I don't follow too many people closely, ministries. There's a few that I do because I can see on them and the Lord helps me to discern and know the purity of what they're doing. And I can see there's no mixture, and they're going to make sure that they try to have no mixture, and they care about that. And so, but in general, I only follow Jesus closely. And so I'm very careful. I'm very particular. I don't just align with whoever. I don't jump on bandwagons. I'm not going to let everybody interview me. I'm not going to, whatever. I'm not doing it. And so, In the recent exposure that's happened, this is why. Because here's the thing. If I don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, I don't think I need to be there. I don't think I need to align with that. And so I'm very, very careful of my call, the mantle, what God's given me. I want to lead well. I want to be pure of heart. I don't want to jump on bandwagons. I don't want to say I have friends. I'll be real with you. I know this sounds bad, but I don't need friends. If you can't get to that place, you're never going to be able to figure out the separation. And so, And some things he won't call us to separate from. Some people will be lifelong friends. Some people, some ministries, God will tell you to support them for 30 years because they're legit. There's relationships he'll call you to stay in, but there's some that he will tell you to, he's separating you from those people because he knows things you don't know. And they're practicing these things. And just you staying connected and partnered with them, it's the same as you practicing it because you're approving of the behavior. And so here's an example. I know people that will tell me, oh, I'm going to stay under that pastor, even though I know this, this, and this. We don't judge you guys, but I'll just tell you this. If you stay aligned, you're approving the behavior. You're approving the behavior. So therefore, you're just as guilty. That's what Paul is saying. Oh, so everybody wants to make those verses about judging. So let me just go deeper with you. You can say all day, don't judge, you'll be judged. Don't judge the evildoers because, you know, you might have been guilty of doing it here or there, but God is going to a whole nother level outside of just judging with this verse. He's saying you judge, but you don't judge yourself, which means you don't see yourself. You don't see your own deception. You don't see your own envy. You don't see any of it. And then it's because you don't even see it in yourself. You'll judge them. You guys, you just got to track with me, but you're really judging yourself. It's called deflecting. I could go into a whole counseling session with you, but I am not going to do that. But you judge when the Lord is saying the truth is, if you stay connected to any human being that's doing those things, you're just like them. You're practicing the same behavior. And I'll tell you this, when I start seeing anything on anybody, not out of judgment, but out of discernment, I stay step back. I'm like, nope, I ain't touching that with a 100-foot pole. It ain't gonna happen. I do not jump on bandwagons. I don't need to say I have all these cool friends. I do have great ministry friends. And I don't mind saying such and such is a friend of mine. And I honor them and I love them dearly. And I've said several of them throughout the time on my channel. But at the same time, I don't go looking for that. I don't go trying to figure out, oh, I just got to meet so-and-so. I need to figure out how I can manipulate to connect with them. That has never happened in the history of my ministry. And I've had people come to me and they want to connect with me. That's great. But at the same time, I don't want no bandwagons. And as I told everybody at the conference, and so this is going to be kind of the word that I got, but I am going to give you an encouraging word that God gave me with it, you guys, to help you understand and help you understand what you need to be doing instead of sitting around thinking about the losses, the pruning, blah, 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 whining and crying. I'm just saying, I'm not a fan of being a big baby. Don't be a big baby. And so I'm not saying I won't cry with you if you like really needed it, if you needed it to happen, okay? But what I'm saying is we have to get to the point where we're unshakable enough. That's like the crybabyville, it all has to go. Like, it's time to step up. It's time to grow up. It's time to be like, we're dead serious about serving Jesus. And we're not doing this. We're not playing games. We don't want mixture. We're not doing it. And so the thing is, guys, is as I told everybody at the conference, we have to hold on to everything loosely. So if God decides he doesn't want it to be a part of our life anymore, if he wants to remove that person, even a spouse, we have to be willing to take our hands off. And we have to be willing, if it's your prodigal children, you guys, Jesus is the best person to save anybody. You've been trying to save that kid. You've been bailing them out. And Jesus is like, knock it off. They're never going to get saved if you don't hand them over to me. They've got to find me. They've got to hit rock bottom. Okay, so, and so I explained to everybody that you have to hold on to things loosely. So one of my examples I gave them, which was my own story, I have no problem being real with you guys. Last time I was in Israel before the war broke out, It was last May, or 2023 May. We reserved, I was there with some friends and the Herzogs, and we were hanging out and whatever, but they got it set up to where we could have the Gethsemane area for like 30 or 45 minutes to just go pray without anybody else. So we had, they had gotten that set up. So we were it was just us there. And those in their ministry that had come along on the trip. And so we were hanging out in Gethsemane. And so we all separated. We found our place to pray. And we were just like, okay, God, we want to give everything to you. We leave everything at the altar. We leave everything at Gethsemane. Whatever's your, you know, we give it to you. And so I was just praying. And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to leave this at your altar, this at your feet. I'm going to leave this here in Gethsemane. And as I was doing that, I was just letting him give me the list of things. Like, okay, lay this, you know, this. And he gave me a list of like five things. And like the third thing on the list was Spirit Move Ministries. My ministry, it's not mine, you guys. I'm just the vessel. He's the one that gave me the name for the ministry. It's all him. I didn't even want to be on YouTube, but here I am. Okay. So, but I love Jesus and I want to release the word of the Lord and I want to be obedient. And I know now, back then I didn't know when he first wanted me and I started the ministry in 2018. And so, but he said, Spirit move. And I was like, what, you know? And so he was like, no, Liberty, for reals. And I was like, and he was like, here's the thing. Anything that you can't lay at my feet and give to me, he's like, Liberty, you know, and I was like, okay. So I was, and honestly, you guys, I don't want anything. If he doesn't want me to have it, I don't need it. And so there was like five things and my ministry was one of them. And then later I talked to him about it the next morning when I was up early in my prayer time with him before we started our day. I was like, okay, what was that all about? You know? And he's like, Liberty, Spirit Move is just a name. And so nobody can hold on to anything. It's not who you are. Spirit Move is not who you are. My call, my mantle, who I've made you to be, the Liberty is who you are. I'm Liberty. So he's like, that's just a name. If you had a new name, it wouldn't matter. The mantle doesn't change. I'm still me. And I'm still going to follow the call. I still have a job to do on the earth. It doesn't matter. It's a name. And so you have to understand, we have to hold on to everything loosely and be like, God, you can have it. And so I left Israel and I left like five things in Gethsemane. And honestly, it felt amazing. It's very freeing to be like, you know what? Nothing has a hold on me except for Jesus and whatever he says. And so everything, I hold on to it loosely. And we have to be willing to do that. The second thing is, you guys, as I talked about, when God separates and does things, he doesn't want to have to use force every time. You guys, a lot of times we don't allow the separation and the fire consecration without the fire. And this is what I explained to everybody in the night service, how I talked to them about emptying themselves, all that before they came up to receive the impartation. And, you know, I'm like, he doesn't always have to bring the fire. You can transition well. And they all just looked at me shocked. And a couple of them were like, mind blown. I was like, you can transition well, which means you can literally hear God, obey God, leave that season happily with big old buckets of fruit and go into your, and I, that's what I did. Go into your new season with big old baskets of fruit, 12 left over from your previous season of amazingness that God did. And you can walk right in with fruit from before, even if it's a whole new beginning. And that season is done. And I said, but commonly what happens is the Lord has to let something bad happen to move us out. He has to let something painful happen. He has to let betrayal happen. He has to let evil behavior rise to the point where it's bad, and then you're willing to obey. It's like he has to come and like force it and like smack you upside the head super hard, like really hard, and give you a big old spanking to get you to let go of the old season, to let go of those people, to come out of alignment with those things. And it's like he wants us, and this is what I've been talking about all year, you guys. He wants us to enjoy the transition. He wants us to willingly obey with joy. It's not morbid. It's not sick or whatever. Like, yeah, I'm so happy that that is dead now. Yeah, you know, no, but for reals. We have to let the dead go and move forward with joy. And I told everyone, and I literally looked at them in the face and I said, it's time to start finishing well. It's time to start transitioning well. It's time to start ending well. And that means God doesn't have to let something super bad happen to wake you up and make you see to let him take that thing from you or make you step out of that. So what that would look like is getting fired from your job instead of you obeying God and putting in your 2 weeks notice joyfully, because he has something new and amazing for you. Joyfully. You hear. You say, okay, God, when? He tells you when. You say, okay, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. You must have something great. And you go and you put in your 2 weeks notice or your 30-day notice, whatever God tells you to do, and you say, thank you, Lord. I'm stepping away from that. That is transitioning well. Finishing the old well. You didn't get fired. You didn't get betrayed. See, sometimes God will let you get betrayed. He will let all kinds of evil things come against you to wake you up, to get away from those people, to get away from that job, to get out of that business, to get away from, to step out of that ministry or whatever. Like, and the Lord's like, there's a season where my people, that needs to stop. Stop not allowing me to separate. Stop bucking me and rebelling and let me separate and keep moving you forward. Be willing to leave the dead things behind that I say are no more and move forward with joy and victory. Take the fruit that you gained from that last season and carry all of them awesome baskets of fruit into the new season and come in with fruit. Come in strutting your stuff. Fruit, you guys. You know, and being like, yep, uh-huh. Yep, yep, uh-huh, yeah. Break a cheer, I don't know. But the thing is, move on, finish well. And so the Lord basically told me at the conference, he's like, Liberty, if my people are gonna be unshakable, they can't let everything shake them. And what that means is if I have to spank you to get you to listen, then you're shakable. You have to willingly let go. Take what you've gained in that season, what you had gained from that relationship, you gained from that old job, you gained from that ministry, you gained from whatever. The call doesn't change, guys. But the things that happen around us do change. They have to be pruned. Things have to be removed. He's always cleaning, preparing to take us higher. We cannot go higher with baggage from the last 20 years. It's not going to happen. And as I said in my one video, the mantles are dropping. We have to let go of the old mantle to pick up the new one. And then the new one is a double. And so the Lord needs us to allow the consecrating fire, but with joy. So like the same way you come up and get in line to be zapped by the fire, to be activated when you come to a service, an impartation service, that's how you should feel about everything in your life. Lord, just let the fire take it. I will happily let you burn it out. Take it. It's not a thing. Do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. And you guys, we have to hold on to everything loosely. And I had several people come up to me after the service and they were like, I can finish well. Like, it blew their mind. They were like, bad stuff doesn't have to happen to make me, like, get away from that person or get out of that relationship or quit that job or step away from that job and do something else. God doesn't have to allow something painful to happen. I can finish well. I can start finishing well. I can leave happy. And I'm like, yes, you can. You can leave happy. And so, you guys, and it's an amazing thing. And that's how God needs us to see it. Also, when you're doing that, you're coming from a place of already having the victory, not trying to fight for it. You're a carrier of victory. It was already done on the cross. We pick up our cross, we carry it, we go. And we leave everything behind that he tells us to with joy. That's the difference. Thankful and joy. Jesus, take it. Take whatever you got to take. Separate whatever you got to separate. I'm not going to buck you. I'm not going to argue with you. Bring the consecrating fire. And you can actually ask him. And this is what I told everybody. Ask him to help you to finish well. Come out of every season, finish well. Finish with fruit. That's what I say when, because I know times and seasons. So I'll see a season in my life coming that could be a new beginning or a new thing. And I'll be like, okay, God, help me to step out of this well and leave with fruit. Let me be done fruitful. But what happens is, let this blow your mind. If everything's going really good and it's amazing and it feels amazing, if God says, you're done, that's done, walk away, would you? Well, but it's going so good. That can't be, I'm not hearing God. I rebuke you, devil. So the Lord said what he'll do is he has to let bad things happen to you because you will not see it. He said, my people won't allow me to let them finish well. Let your mind be blown. He's like, let me allow you to finish well. You can end something with fruit. You can finish that season with fruit. And so, you can ask him, you guys, and people's minds were literally blown. And I got emails too. People's minds were literally blown. They were like, I can finish well. Like, I can bring fruit into the next season. Why do I have to keep getting a spanking? I need to just stop all of that and just finish well. We can finish well, guys. And so here's the test for you. And I know because I've been tested, it might have been like 15 years ago in my life, and I'm at a different stage now. But the point is I know what it feels like. God's like, if I don't withdraw some things from you, you're not going to get it. You're not going to click. Then I'm taking you out of that season. So he has to let everything die around you for you to get it. And he said, because if I allowed everything to be great, you would not obey. Did you hear me? He said, if I allowed everything to be great, you would not obey me. Because you would think you were hearing wrong. Because things are going way too good. And you need to know, no. Why can't you just end fruitful? Why is it not okay? God is asking you, why can't you just be okay with ending fruitful? That means things are going amazing, but he says, okay, you're done with that. I have a new thing for you. And you go, okay. And you take the fruit from that season, the giant baskets full, 12 baskets left over of God's abundance from, you know, the feeding of the 5,000. And you take those baskets and you heave them up onto your shoulders and you're like, you strut your stuff, guys. Another one bites the dust. Okay. You guys, I don't know that works with that, but like another bad season or all the weeds and all the whatevers bought the dust. Okay. And then you walk into your new season with fruit. Okay. So, okay, guys, my last video cut off. Of course it did. What's crazy though, is it cut off at exactly 44 minutes and 4 seconds. 444 for reals, guys. Can't make this stuff up. But I'm going to have to edit it together. And so it will not be 444 unfortunately. But so let me get to the encouraging word. This should all be encouraging to you guys, but let me get to the part that is the most encouraging of what I'm about to say. And this is the word that he had me speak over the students, because we're coming into an ending of a year. We just came into the new Hebrew year. And God needs us to view our last year differently. And so this was the word he gave me. And this is the encouraging part of this word that I'm releasing. The Lord basically had woke me up all night long with the song, "How Great Is Our God," playing in my spirit. And so when I woke up, I did what I usually do. I found the most anointed version. And I played it on repeat for like hours. And I prayed in the spirit and I just sat with him. And then this is the word that he gave me. And I wanted to bless you and just hear the Lord's heart for you as you're coming into this new year, guys. The Lord said, "Oh, declare my people how great I am." I can feel the glory already. Declare how great I am on this earth. The more this declaration rises, the more my ways will be made known and be free to manifest and shift the atmosphere. Shift the atmosphere, my people. Shift it with this big news. Announce this big news to the atmosphere that your God is great, truly great. Woo! This will devour and dissolve many of the demonic entities in the atmosphere at work. This will bind them and quench their ability to hinder and block my work on the earth. It's very simple, my people. Tell the world how great I am, my people, and you will see the things shift in your life, family, ministry, business, and future. If you make me great and greatly to be praised in all these areas of your life, magnify me over the enemy, my people, and all these areas of your life will be blessed and highly favored. Lift my name high and proclaim how great I am, my people. And so, and then he brought to me Psalm 145. You need to read it. I had one of the students come up and she read it to everybody as a part of our declaration that I did with them. But here's what the Lord is saying. My miles are 222 for reals, guys. It's like never ending. He's always saying something more than like what I was just saying. Okay. And so he's like, "You guys, if I'm such a great God, man, I'm going to be able to keep it together. If I'm such a great God, then why are my people not declaring it? Why are you not declaring it? If you all come together and declare how great I am, and you prophesy to the atmosphere, and you put the enemy on notice, many things will be destroyed and dissolve that are in the atmosphere. The demonic, the attacks, the witchcraft, it will dissolve." He was basically, "Praise me and lift me high. Say how great I am. Let your voice be used to say, my God is great and greatly to be praised." And when you put that into the atmosphere, we're shifting it with our voice, you guys. We have to actually use it. This is what praise and worship does, but that we have to be more intentional. And the Lord's like, look at your last year. And instead of thinking of the things he had to prune or he's tried to separate from you or whatever, he said, you need to declare how great I am. And you need to say, oh man, God, you are so great. You love me so much. You're not going to leave me how I am. You're not going to let me keep walking in that. You're not going to let me keep putting up with that person. You're not going to let this be happening and that be happening. He values us and he loves us, you guys. And the Lord said, my people have no idea how good I am. I love them. I'm protective of them. I care. And he said, but if they will not make it known to the world how great I am, and they want to be in self-pity, woe is me, I'm a big baby, instead of just enjoy transitioning in and transitioning out of seasons, taking your fruit from the last season, ending well, going into the new season with joy, and declaring, my God is great. My God is so great. Look at this. He took me out of that season. He's bringing me into the new with all these baskets of fruit. With all this, these things, whether it's a renewed mind, it's better habits or all the things, better finances, blessed and abundance, whatever it is, he's taking you out and you're going into the next well. And the Lord said, this was for the students, but it's for you too. He said, Liberty, this is for everybody. He said, you tell them that your God is great. Your God is great. I'm here to tell you the God you serve is great. And he's greatly to be praised. And everything he does is great. Everything he does is has a purpose because you matter. He's not trying to spank us. He's trying to protect us, love us, nurture us, point us in the right direction, bless us, bring abundance, bring the things that he wants us to have. We cannot do that without stepping out of things or letting him take things. He wants us to transition well. And as we transition to say, oh man, it don't matter what all hell brought against me this whole year. Look what God has done. My God is greatly to be praised. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you for the works. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you that I didn't quit. Thank you, you gave me the strength not to quit because my God is great. And so the Lord said, declare that your God is great. We must shift the atmosphere, you guys. We can actually do that in our own home, in your call, in your ministry, at your workplace. Declare that God is great. And many things in the atmosphere that are an issue will dissolve by the power of the cross. And he said, my people need to understand, woo, how powerful it is to simply say how great our God is, how amazing our God is, to let everything in our life know that our God is great. And because he is so great, anything, even things that are perceived to be bad, good or bad, perceived bad, that happen is because he's great. And because he knows everything and he knows what's best and he loves us. You guys, we have to decide, how do you think God sees you? Are you even anything to him? Are you valuable at all? Because I'm pretty sure that we were worth dying for. We were worth dying for. So you don't think he would go and die for us and then not have a plan for us to become who he's called us to become? You don't think he cares about how you're treated? You don't think he cares about the wrong things you're aligned with? You don't think that he has an opinion about a relationship you're in that is not good? He never said you're supposed to do that. We don't know how he loves us and values us, that he cares. He actually cares. And there's so many lies out there, you guys, I'm not going to go into that, about a lot of things that are not true about God. And it is not how he sees things. And we have to come to the conclusion that he loves us and that he's doing things for our protection. And he's a really good husband. We don't get saved and we sit around being a beat dog. He's not okay with a lot of things, but we're the ones that stay in the situation. We stay with the people who are the evildoers and the slanderers and the gossips and the malicious behavior. And then we wonder why we're getting attacked or things are coming against us, because you're partnering and practicing the things you don't want to do, but you're staying friends with or working for people or being in ministries with people that are doing and practicing such things. And so we have to separate, you guys. He's not going to have mixture. And I released, I think the first word I released about the separation of the wheat and the tares was in 2021. This is what he's doing, you guys. There's so much stuff he's got to get out of his bride so we can be his true end time remnant and be pure and holy. But he also loves us. He values us. And sometimes he's taking us out of things and we want to fight to stay in it. He's the one taking us out. He's the one dismantling. He's the one cutting that off. He's the one putting an end on that. Because he loves you and he's not okay with that. You may be okay with continuing like that, but he's decided you're more valuable to him. So he's going to step in and do something. And then it ends up being a spanking for you. We can finish well, guys. We can step out of old seasons with fruit. That means no matter how great things are going, if he says that's done, you say, okay. You don't decide it's done or not done on how good it's going, how much fruit is being produced, that can't be God. No. If he says that's done, say, amen, I'm finishing well. I'm going to transition out of this time in my life to this new beginning. And I'm going to merge into that new beginning with fruit. And I'm going to gladly walk away from that and finish well and transition well and merge well. And so we can do that, guys. That's what God has for us. If we will do that, then we will walk in abundance. We will walk in an open heaven. We won't have to keep getting spanked. We can go from glory to glory to glory with big old baskets of fruit and just keep on a trucking with Jesus. Next level, next level, next level. Amen. Okay, I love you guys. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. And we say, Lord, we will separate. We will get rid of our idols. We will become your sanctuary. Lord, we say we will declare that you are great on the earth, Lord. We will say that you are great, no matter what we see with our eyes or we feel with our heart or the pain we feel from any situation. We will say that you are great, Lord, that this whole last year has been great, that this whole new year is going to be great, and all the stuff you're going to do because you are great, God, and that does not change. And we're going to finish well. We're going to transition well. We're going to go into new beginnings well with fruit, with baskets full of fruit. And we're going to do it with joy. And we're going to, you know, okay, don't sing that song. But what I'm saying is it's funny, okay? We're going to take the fruit into the new season. It's going to be amazing, okay? So, Lord, we will do that. We will let you do what you need to do. We will allow the consecrating fire. And we say, oh God, forgive us for making you give us a spanking. Forgive us for having to be forced by painful things. Lord, forgive us. From now on, we say we want to finish every season well. We want to come out with fruit, Lord. We want to come out with abundance. We want to move into the new things and merge into those things with joy and fruit. And we're going to excitedly take up those baskets and obey you, even when it's good, guys. See, we slack when it's good. And the Lord's like, okay, I got to give you a spanking. No, we have to be willing to be just as obedient, just as quickly, and all that, even when things are going really good. And he says, you're done with that. Move on to this. And you're like, You have to be willing to be like, okay, it's your will, your way. I'm not the boss. I'm just the vessel. It's all him anyway. It's never going to be me. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It ain't about us, you guys. It's about his will being fulfilled on the earth and us fulfilling whatever he's told us to do. Our call, our mantle, his plan for us, for our families, whatever it is, guys. Anyway, I love you guys. reminder, the Get Your Boat series is gonna, those are gonna being re-released over the next 2 weeks. We've already, I think I've already done like 5 of the videos, and they're gonna be continuing. And so be watching for those. And remember, every now and then something might slip in that I talk about, but that's old. It's like old stuff, old announcements. I might accidentally say it if we can't edit it out. We are trying to edit stuff out. But that's like from 2020. Okay. So it's not stuff that's happening now. And so, cause I've already gotten a couple of emails. So those are not current announcements. Okay. And so I love you guys. Be blessed. Do everything God's telling you to do. And in light of everything happening in the world right now and the prophetic that is coming to pass and all the stuff that's going on, and as the evil rises, we rise by saying how great our God is, and we make that our declaration. Amen and amen. Okay, I love you guys. I'm going to go because I could just keep chattering, and I need to not. Okay, I love you guys. Bye.